What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Wolfpack Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Clemens. Here with me, as always, are my two best friends and two co-hosts, Michael Plant and Ike Bonney. What's going on, my guys?
What up?
Not much. How you doing?
Guys, it's our mock draft episode. You better get a little more amped up than that. Come on. Let's go.
I don't know what you want. I'm level-headed. I want to win this draft.
Yeah, you're not winning anything. But first things first, we've had some wild news this week after teams had to be their rosters had to be cut down to 53-man rosters. And the first big news is Cam Newton's cut by the Patriots, and Mac Jones is named the Week 1 starter. Ike, how we feel about that?
Kind of surprised he got cut, but not surprised he's not the starter.
Well, he shouldn't really be the backup to Mac Jones, right? Because if you need to make a switch for something, it's almost like you're going to have to redo the whole offense because they're polar opposites. True. You know what I mean?
They just don't really have a good backup now.
Brian, what do you mean? Brian Hoyer, man.
I enjoy the fact that Ike's, another one of Ike's boys is going down the drain.
Come on. Who's the other
one? I mean, man, there's Odell. He's still down the drain, you know.
He can come back. I don't want to hear it.
All right, but no, on a serious note, I love it for the offense and fantasy. I mean, Damian Harris's ceiling was so capped with Cam Newton always stealing touchdowns in the red zone. So he actually has a ceiling now. He's going to have some value this year, I think, when he's been drafted later in these drafts. Maybe I'll snag him up. I don't know. But, yeah, go on.
Yeah, man, it's total good news for Damian Harris. Hopefully he gets all the red zone touches now.
I mean, jury's out on Nelson Aguilar and, you know, Kendrick Bourne and Jacoby Myers.
They're not good.
Well,
Myers is. I like Jacoby.
I just don't know how good Mac Jones is going to be in the red zone. I don't know if Bill Belichick's going to trust him in the red zone, so they might just hand it off, maybe dump it off to James White. It just definitely boosts the running back's values for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Most definitely.
But, you know, a little lighter news. How about Deshaun Watson making the 53-man roster for Houston? And he's probably not even going to play this year. They're just going to
– just rot a roster spot away.
I don't need to say anything about him.
Yeah. Jumping to the next bit of news is Irv Smith Jr., guys. The Vikings announced he's out for the season after having a meniscus repair. And they traded for Chris Herndon from the Jets. Is that fantasy relevant at all? We're not over Chris Herndon yet?
No. Man.
Herndon season again. Come on. We've been it's waiting Herndon for the season. Breakout for the fourth season.
It's happening now.
We were saying the breakout was going to happen with Irv Smith this year. Everybody was saying it. But now that he's out with an injury, it can absolutely happen for Herndon. I mean, everybody who gets out of the thumb of Adam Gase has a chance in the NFL.
Bingo.
Yeah, I agree with you there, but I still think you guys are silly. I don't want nothing to do with Chris Herndon still.
Just you wait.
All right, right on.
All right. So news was out that Michael Thomas was going to the PUP list at the start of the season, so he's going to miss at least the first 6 weeks.
That was expected.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with that, who do you think is going to benefit the most? We, you know, Marcus Callaway has been pushing for some late training camp hype. And then you got Tre'Quan Smith. You know, everybody's waiting on him for, what, the fifth-year breakout?
Like three.
Or you think it's just going to be the obvious, you know, Alvin Kamara is just going to reap the benefits of all this.
I'd like to think it's Kamara, but I think Callaway is going to be okay.
I know you raised. Go ahead.
Callaway will be a borderline flex play every week.
Him and Jameis seem to be.
You guys trust LASIK Jameis?
No.
Have you seen this pregame, man? It's awesome.
I don't think Sean Payton really trusts
Jameis. All I can. All I think about when I see Jameis Winston is that damn video I showed you guys in the offseason when he was going through the, you know, the carrying the ball drills with the things, but and he felt almost fell to the ground. And he's just he's such a goofball.
Yeah, yeah, he's wild. He is goofy. The last bit of news here, kind of smaller news. John Brown was released from the Raiders after requesting his release.
Brian Edwards season.
Yeah, you guys, how you feel about that? He got some wild comparisons earlier this offseason to like T.O. and stuff. Are you guys buying
Brian?
It? Yeah.
I don't like the guy who's throwing the ball to him.
I mean, he's pretty efficient. LaPlan, how do you feel?
I like Brian Edwards. I like Henry Ruggs' potential. I mean, we still are waiting on both these guys. But, you know, you love to see it because Darren Waller. And maybe Josh Jacobs and Kenyon Drake can get a little bit more of the target share.
You mean Kenyon Drake?
I did say Kenyon Drake.
Not Josh Jacobs.
No, I
just
Josh Jacobs might get some. Come on.
I just want to see Henry Ruggs in the slot more, where he needs to be. Get him the ball in his hands close to the line of scrimmage and just let that guy go to
work. Yeah, all they had him do last year is go deep or deep slant.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Man, they never use him in the slot. It's super frustrating. They want to use Hunter Renfro, make sure he's on the field for some fucking reason. Trent, John Gruden for you.
Yeah. I know. I don't think he's going to last much longer.
He's got a 10-year contract.
Yeah. What do you mean? I think he's only three years in. You're going to pay him for six more seasons?
I would. If I was Mark.
You're going to have to if you fire him.
I don't think you're firing him. I don't think he's going anywhere.
He's so old school, man. I just don't like it. This is a new NFL, man. Passing the ball to the running back is a norm now.
Not part of his offense. Except if you're Dave's Jalen Richard.
Or Devontae Booker last year. That definitely happened.
But, yeah, I think that does it for the news. LaPlan, you want to talk to everyone about this mock draft we got coming up?
Yeah, man.
All right. So this mock draft we got going on, it's on the Sleeper app. Me and you guys have recently found this, you know, what was it, last year? It's actually a pretty fun app. I find it to be a lot better than more useful than ESPN. So if anybody out there isn't using it, I would definitely transition to it.
Yeah, Sleeper is totally cool. Very good platform.
But this mock draft, it's going to be a 12-team full PPR draft. The starting positions will be one QB, two running backs, three wide receivers, one tight end. And, you know, just to make it a little spicy, I threw three flexes in there.
Nice.
But we're also going to test your knowledge on, you know, maybe some sleepers to get in those bench spots. So we added three.
Sure.
But breakdown of the draft, we got Ike here in the 101 slot. Lucky him. You know who he's going to get.
How'd you get that, man?
I just picked it.
Oh.
Yeah.
He likes to be first, man. If you ain't first, you're last.
I live my whole life by that.
But how about you handle the next guy in the draft, Dylan?
We got Davis Pang from Fantasy Six Pack at the 102 spot. You can follow him at Twitter at PangsPicksFF. Then nobody's in the 103.
Well, you totally, you know, missed on the outline there. You were supposed to give off the last two articles there for Davis. You know, poor teammanship there, buddy.
You threw me out of the bus.
Absolutely. Accountability is this podcast.
What happened?
Dylan's over here missing a good chance to self-promote for our buddies at Fantasy Six Pack.
Go ahead, man.
You're doing this.
That's what I said.
Come on. I had to notify them that the draft was starting, guys. You can't, you know, lend a helping hand. But so Davis's last two articles on Fantasy Six Pack, and he's a pretty big best ball guy. So, you know, if you're into best ball, go to him. He had an article, 2021 fantasy football tight end offseason moves and 2021 fantasy football wide receiver offseason moves. But he's a smart dude. Go check him out. Then nobody's in the 103 spot, like Dylan said. We're going to have a CPU there. At the 104 spot, we had a late entry. Garrett CPU. Ball. CPU. You can find Garrett on Twitter at Garrett BFF. Oh, I like that. And his latest articles were J.K. Dobbins fantasy football injury reaction. So I would go check that out. Check that out if you were a dynasty owner of J.K. Dobbins. Then
yikes. That poor guy.
I know. I hope he recovers. But that's a tough injury to recover from.
Terrible news.
Then his second to last article was why you should draft Javonte Williams. That one's a good read because you know Javonte Williams could be definitely a league winner down the stretch this year.
I'm all about that one. Love that.
All right. Nobody's in the 105 spot. We got another CPU. Another CPU. You got that right, Ike. Then we got Shithead Dylan in the 106.
Whoa.
Shithead, man.
What, you can't handle a little shit talk?
I'm going to kick your ass from the 106. I'll tell you that.
Sure. And you know where to find him at Twitter at dclemens 2222. Ike, you want to take the number 7 pick because you know who's there?
What do you mean?
It's another CPU, man.
Oh, gotcha. I'm like, what?
And then we have Dennis Sosik at the 108 spot. You can find his Twitter handle at CallMeSOS. His last two articles were 2020. Somebody save me. last two articles were 2021 Fantasy Baseball Week 22 Waiver Wire and 2021 Fantasy Baseball Week 21 Waiver Wire. So he's a big baseball dude if you're into fantasy baseball. I know it's coming down the stretch for you guys. We're not as much into it, but you know what? We're always down to try something new eventually. So at the 109 and the 110 spot, we got a couple of computers again. I hope they snipe Bob Van, the IDP man, because he has sniped me so many times this offseason in drafts, rookie drafts, dynasty startups. Hopefully he gets
got.
And I feel like he took this 111 spot just to snipe me some more. That spiteful guy.
I think he did it on purpose.
So, but you can find him at Twitter, on Twitter at Bob Van_IDP.
Bob Van, the IDP man.
I know, he's probably going to be Bob Van, the sniping man, tonight. Then you got his articles were 2021 fantasy football IDP rankings. Obviously, if you didn't know, he's in big to the IDP rankings, so he's pretty intelligent, and if you want anything to know about IDP, go to him.
Yep, you'll find his rankings at fantasysixpack.net.
Then his other articles were 2021 fantasy football streaming defensive strategy, so that's going to be good for redraft leagues coming up. Ooh, that was tasty.
Whoa, excuse me.
Oh, come on. Better out the attic than the basement.
The fuck?
You never heard that saying?
You're on one tonight, man. This is...
What kind of mock draft. You told me to bring doing? The energy. And
yeah, you are bringing the hate, man. The train is off the tracks.
You can't take the heat. Get out the kitchen. And then you got me bringing up the rear. At the 112 spot, so hopefully
that's where you're best at.
It's where I'm best at. Okay, you know what? I like a challenge. I like being an underdog.
All right, let's start this thing, man. I'm so curious to see where Ike goes.
I know, dude. This is
101. This is big.
It's big, man. You'll be surprised.
Is it Kane McNown? Oh. Or no?
Thought about it.
Yep, just letting them know that we're going live now. Everybody ready? You sure?
Let's go.
So if nobody knew what Sleeper looked like, this is what it looks like, guys. It's pretty snazzy.
Pretty just cool, letting them... man.
Yep, pretty cool. That's a pretty cool bag. All right. Like,
what?
You got to start the draft, LaPlante.
I know. You know, boss man was just sending me a message. Priorities, man. Priorities. I don't want to be fired.
Let me pick.
Boom.
Like, you're on the clock. So what's your – why would you go Christian McCaffrey, man? Explain yourself.
Best running back, man, obviously.
Yeah, that's fair. But Davis goes Dalvin Cook, too. Oh, Zeke going 3. Garrett takes Kamara at 4. Barkley a little early.
Yeah, that's a little
early. For that at 5. How do you guys feel about that?
I mean, I don't mind it.
I'd take Kamara over Ezekiel for the third pick.
I don't mind Barkley.
I told you guys I wanted to go Austin Eckler here.
Then you have to.
I did, but why? I can't take him over Derrick Henry, though.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Okay. Guys, way to stay on brand.
I've been beating the drum on Austin Eckler all off season. Joe Lombardi comes over from the Saints to be the offensive coordinator. I have a good feeling that Eckler is going to be Kamara in that offense. He might not get the touchdowns Kamara gets every year, but he's still going to do pretty well. Like the last full season, Eckler was healthy. He had 11 touchdowns or something, I believe.
Combined.
Yeah. No, that's what you need. That's fine.
That's fine. Absolutely. You're just hoping he stays healthy. That's the only concern. If not, I mean, he can absolutely be a top 5 running back.
Indeed. Yeah.
And then Derrick Henry goes 7. Travis Kelce, there it is, Dennis. I like it. I like it a lot. Kelce at the 108. LaPlante, how do you feel about that?
I'm actually going to pause it just for a quick second, you know, just to give Bob Van a sec to snipe me a little. Talk about Kelce. I think that's actually a great value. We know Jonathan Taylor is going to suffer a little bit because of the injury to Quentin Nelson. And then, you know, this is right around where those wide receivers start to see their value. So get that positional value, Dennis. I like it.
Sure. Ike, are you in your drafts, are you taking Kelce before the number one receiver?
Oh, Bob.
Whoever that
is. I've never really had a chance, but I probably would.
Okay.
Usually Kelce goes right around this time, so usually there's like no.
I've taken him more in best ball drafts, not really redrafts or like dynasties or anything, because obviously he's older. But yeah, best ball drafts, I've been taking him in that 107, 108 range.
Yep. And then Jonathan Taylor goes in the 109. Tyreek Hill as the first wide receiver off the board. That's you like. I don't agree with that really either. I'm going Adams as the first receiver.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Maybe the computer didn't know that Aaron Rodgers is still on the bench.
The computer's confused.
Yeah.
I'm going to tag
it. I mean, I could see why that would happen in random drafts, though. Mm-hmm. I can see it. It's just the best offensive football, and who doesn't want a piece of that in fantasy?
Right.
I'm going to have to apologize there to you, Ike. I didn't know the overlay was taking over your pretty face. We can't hide fantasy Fabio.
I love it. LaPlante, while we got a little time, you want to talk about this giveaway we're gonna do later this week?
Well, I'll give them a little hint, and then we'll save it for the, you know, maybe a little bit later. But it's definitely another mini helmet giveaway. Maybe a wide receiver. I don't know. Maybe a running back.
Second year breakout.
On a pretty sexy helmet. This thing is sick, guys. Wait till you see this thing.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Bob's got 10 seconds.
Oh, no, oh, Bob. I tagged him. Oh, no, Bob.
Hopefully the CPU snipes him. Snipes you. Devontae Adams.
That was a good pick. That was a good pick.
What are you thinking here, LaPlante? What's your strategy here on the turn? I'm assuming Najee Harris and somebody.
I've been talking all off season about Najee. I would be going Harris.
Najee and Aaron.
Well, I got two picks Jones. Here, man.
I know.
You don't even like Najee Harris, like. Where did that come
from?
Well,
I can't change his mind on that.
That's fair. No,
and
I
unfortunately,
just,
Chubb and Aaron Jones have the same bye week.
Since I'm talking about Najee here, I'm obviously taking Najee. I've loved him all offseason. I have him ranked as my number 7 running back. I just think the volume is gonna overload the incompetency on the offensive line, and he's just gonna have too much volume to fail. So, moving on. You know, I in this 112 spot. Being that I'm not going to pick for such a long time, I really got to stack up on that running back position. I'm a big believer in a running back foundation can win you leagues every year, whether it's dynasty or redrafts. This year, I'm getting into best ball, so I'm hoping that strategy pays off as well. But I'm a big believer in volume, but it's hard to deny the talent and the scoring opportunity with Aaron Rodgers back in town, and I'm going to have to agree with Ike. I'm going to go with Aaron Jones in that second pick.
Boom.
You guys want to mention anything about Aaron Jones?
I like him a lot this year. I think I have him at running back 5 or 6.
It's just he's a touchdown scoring machine, and I feel like – but do we feel like – I can't think of it. A.J. Dillon's going to steal some of those red zone?
Maybe a little bit, but – I don't think it's going to matter. He's still going to get 10-plus at least.
Yeah.
I'm more worried about losing Corey Lindsey. That's a big loss in the run game.
But, yeah, I definitely don't see Rodgers throwing for 40-something touchdowns or whatever he did last season. So some of those
right.
Definitely going to go to the running backs for this season. Wish I knew how many one-yard – touchdown throws Aaron Rodgers had last season.
Mike, are you going to pick?
Yeah, I was just letting you guys talk, man. That's all. Yeah, and you know what? Since you guys are rushing me so much, why don't I let the boss man talk? He's commenting on our chat, so, you know, he wants to know. He thought I should have went Jones-Chubb.
Jones-Chubb.
And then he's like, nah, he changed his mind. Because Jones-Diggs.
Jones-Chubb had the same bye week, so that would be brutal at first.
Yeah, I mean it's
a mock draft, but
I'm just gonna go with to be honest, guys, I was trying to give some time for Bob over here. I didn't know if he was gonna make it back or not.
It's okay, just keep it rolling.
Yep, so Aaron Jones it is. Oh, Hopkins, I like that wide receiver stack.
Chubb, Diggs.
Yeah, that is a good start with those two receivers right there. It's just he's just gonna be hurt for running backs when it gets back to him.
Absolutely. I don't mind Tyreek Hill and Chubb. It's a little I don't trust it. Being PPR, Nick Chubb's not going to be the same value.
I don't care. He's so good, man. He's so good, so efficient with his carries. Got to be one of the top 3 best running backs in football.
Oh, come on now. Better than your boy Eckler?
Oh, Chubb? Yeah.
Better than your boy Eckler?
As a running back?
Hell
like
yeah.
Yeah, totally, man.
I was just talking about fantasy.
Oh, fantasy and full PPR? Yeah, I'm taking Eckler. Got it on the clock. I got about a minute left. I'm curious to see what he does with
Joe
his
likes
roster.
Your shirt, Dylan.
Thanks, Joe.
Yep. He really likes your shirt.
I'm curious to see where Dennis goes here with his roster construction after taking Kelce with the first pick. Where do you usually like to go on the plan if you go tight end first?
Well, looking at where he had, you know, Mixon, Gibson to go for running back, I would probably want to lean to Mixon just because, you know, he's not going to be picking for a while again. So he went with the right pick with Gibson. Because obviously he prefers Gibson over Mixon, but it's the right choice going running back.
Whoa, Mahomes going at the 208 right after I took CEH.
I'm just glad the computer did it and I didn't.
That's a little wild.
Oh, I like that Ridley pick, Garrett. Kamara, I like Ridley, that pick.
Yeah, that's very good stuff.
Yeah, I think that's a great pick. Getting Ridley at what? 2, 4, 5 at wide receiver 6 with the guy who has the potential to end as a wide receiver 1. Absolutely. Great value.
Ike, it's almost back to you at the turn. What's your mindset here coming into these two picks? Where are you trying to attack? I have a feeling you're going to jump away from running back with having McCaffrey.
I'm going wide receiver.
With both of them?
No.
I was going to say, Waller's fallen as well.
Exactly, yeah.
You get Waller at the 301. That's nice. Hopefully Davis snipes you.
I hope Davis snipes.
Probably
him.
Just
do it, Davis.
Yeah, Davis.
Do it. This is great. No, but yeah. I mean, I would definitely wait on my receiver. You guys know as much as me. I mean, I think Ridley was the last guy I would take in the second round. That was a wide receiver. I mean, I like Jefferson this year, and obviously people have other opinions towards him, and that's a computer. So. You know, maybe that's a good value right there, but I don't think they're going to pass as much this year. Good pick, Davis. Good pick, Davis. Getting Mixon and Cook.
I'm in your spot, Ike. I'm smashing Keenan Allen, Terry McLaurin.
Davis, those are two guys right there that have the potential to have the most touches in the league this year. If they remain healthy.
Yeah,
I got to go Waller.
I took CEH over.
I'm sorry, Dylan. I got to take your boy Keenan.
I like that, man.
I think he's going to get fed.
PPR monster.
Yeah.
I don't blame you with Josh Jacobs in there. I'm surprised you didn't take your boy DeAndre Swift, or is it the injury scaring you?
No, it's early still.
Oh, he ain't making it back to you, buddy. Oh,
get a lens at 303. That's about right, I feel. Garrett with the James Robinson pick with a lot of other guys on the board. Garrett, I messaged the group chat. I'd like to hear your thinking on that.
I don't mind it because he finished running back 6 last year, or was it running back 7? I can't remember, but he was definitely a top 10 running back.
Well, you guys know how I'm taking.
Scary Terry.
Oh, Terry McLaurin.
Second quarterback goes off the board. Thank you, computer, again for taking him. The
Washington
temptation goes away.
16 touchdown passes from their quarterbacks last year, guys. McLaurin caught 3, I think.
We get it.
It's coming. He's double on
Fitzpatrick's going to maybe score that many if he's lucky.
I wouldn't be surprised if he threw 23 touchdowns.
That's believable.
Would you?
And I can see McLaurin at least getting 8.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
Oh, there goes Swift.
I was just going to say, there goes your boy Dennis with a solid pick in his wide receiver 1. That volume is super safe pick. Robinson's almost guaranteed 150 targets every year.
Why is Team 10 being so weird?
I automatically hate his team, just like I told everybody Zach over the weekend. I loved his team, and then he drafted Mike Evans, and it completely ruined it for me. I'm out. I'm out on him, guys.
I'm out.
I'm out. The temptation there for Kyler Murray.
I know Bob's being CPU. I know Bob's being CPU'd right now, but with
he
Chris Carson falling him all the way down there, that's fantastic. After all, wide receiver.
Even when he's not here, he's sniping me. Because I was definitely eyeing up Carson on this turn.
I think you got to go wide receiver, man.
Man, I'm not sure if I'm sold on going wide receiver just yet. It's really deep.
What the fuck you mean they got Julio, CeeDee, Cooper, Godwin?
Man.
Compared to running back. Too early to spend, unless you want.
I kind of just want to go for the positional value and get a possible. Oh, man. You know what? Yep. I'm all right. I'm doing it. You can't. I'm doing it. Yep. Kyle Pitts.
Whoa.
Dude, ooh, you gotta explain this. Come on, man. It's the third round.
You know what? I could have made it cute and made him the fourth round, but I just wanted to spite you guys.
You could have waited until the fifth.
Nah, I don't think so. These guys are smart. They were drafting with. They might have taken the opportunity on that positional value.
I hope Joe's still watching.
Kyle Pitts is the number two option on that team, and we all know that the tight end, when they're a number two option, have the potential for a top five tight end season. That's the reason why Kelce is up there. It's him and Tyreek. That's the reason why Waller's up there, because it's Waller.
Just think about next time when you think about drafting him, all right?
He's going to have the greatest all-time rookie tight end season. Apparently. Like you said the last week, we heard it from Mike. He's guaranteeing it.
I never said that. I love it, though. And then I'm going to take a shot on I'm hoping maybe a quarterback I like, you know, falls back. But I'm going to take a shot on a guy that has potential to be a top five wide receiver, CeeDee Lamb.
Why you got to do that?
You know, because I loved how much, you know, Dallas' defense sucked last year.
Team 10 goes Julio. Just intriguing. I'm just intrigued.
It's a zero RB strategy. Like, have you never seen it before? You got to think about it. That is actually a good strategy. With it being full PPR and three flex positions, three wide receivers, that's possible six wide receivers you could put there that are
Dennis goes Henderson.
Gonna get, you know, possible eight targets a game plus. Dennis went Henderson. All right. Who was there at the running back position, guys? David Montgomery, Kareem Hunt, Miles Gaskin, Javonte Williams, and my boy Mike Davis.
I'd like to hear Dennis's thoughts on Henderson over David Montgomery. Did Garrett happen to message the plan or no?
Nah, Garrett did not mention. That's upsetting. That's all right. He's probably ready for his next pick because he wants to win this draft too.
I didn't even know I was on the clock.
That's all right. You know, elaborate. What do we got here? We'll go to the all section. You got that shot at Lamar Jackson. Do you want to take that, fourth round?
I'm going to wait on quarterback, even though – how do you guys feel where quarterbacks have started to go at this draft?
I mean, they went a little early. Yeah, they went early, but all of them were auto picks pretty much.
Pretty much.
So I'm not shocked, but you know what's going to happen. If you're in a home league, this happens.
How about Robert Woods? Right after Cooper Kupp. I'm a little surprised Kupp went ahead of Woods.
Did I make you think about that, you know, six wide receiver potential in the flex?
No, this is my strategy. Try to get the two really good running backs, man, and then pound a receiver. If I don't get one of the top three tight ends or so.
See, this is why I went Kyle Pitts here, guys. Mark Andrews by Garrett. I just had a feeling there was no way. Unless he, you know,
has my turn.
And Mark Andrews is the number one option in that offense now. With Bateman, he's
it's a smaller pie, though.
He's a short-term IR, I believe. Oh, totally a smaller pie, man. But who? Sammy Watkins? That's where they're going to chuck it?
Well, no, it's just Lamar Jackson, you know, what? He's only chucking it like 400 times a year. I mean, let's go. What did Matt Ryan have last year? 626 attempts to Lamar Jackson's 376 attempts.
I got to go DJ Moore.
That's called volume, my friend.
Oh, shit. What did I just do? Okay.
DJ Moore, good pick, Ike. I like it. I like his potential for another breakout, even though he kind of broke out a little bit last year with Teddy. I like Sam Darnold. He's a rebound for a fantasy comeback player of the year, in my opinion, with all the weapons he has in Carolina. He's got Christian McCaffrey coming back. That play action is going to work like a charm, and DJ Moore is just going to – I think he has positive touchdown regression in his future.
He switched.
I don't like taking that, but I got to.
He switched to number two, and it totally fits him. DJ Moore. Sick looking. Ike with Kareem Hunt.
I see. Had two.
See, look at that. Another tight end off the board. I like it, Davis. Getting that positional value. Team three, no surprise. Our fourth quarterback is off the board. Another computer. Garrett with the wide receiver two, Tyler Lockett. I think that's actually a great value, guys. What do you, anything to say on that?
I like it.
You just get, you know what you're getting with Tyler Lockett, right?
But you know you're getting his consistency. But he's he had 132 targets last year and 100 receptions, guys. I mean, yeah.
He just had the bulk of his points in like three games because he is so.
He had 250 pointers.
You aren't going to win those weeks, that's for sure.
T. Higgins off the board, Ike. I mean, Dylan, huh?
I like him. Number one in Cincinnati.
I like he's better than the guys that were available, man. I like it better than Jamar Chase, Deontay Johnson. Ayuk's battling an injury right now. Mm-hmm. Galladay's battling through injuries. Odell's coming back from ACL.
Juju
Smith-Schuster's a bum. We already talked about that last week.
Like his ceiling. You're not scared off by the thoughts of Joe Burrow, you know, not doing too hot this preseason?
All right, Mike, what you got? No,
maybe early LaPlante, but the further it gets into the season, Joe will settle in and be fine. And I like a piece of that offense since they're going to be throwing the ball 40, 45 times a game.
Deontay Johnson. God damn it, Bob.
Yeah, you kind of hit a tier gap for me after Deontay Johnson, kind of, in receivers.
Excuse me. I'm definitely going wide receiver here. I don't like all these injuries I see with Brandon Ayuk.
You got to go top. Ayuk, though.
No, I really don't. No.
You know who else is on the board for you just in there, too, is Dak with that CD stack.
Oh.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Nah, that's so early, though.
Wait, he's the best. Russell Wilson just won. I would want Dak over Russell Wilson, man. And he ain't definitely falling back. He's not falling back.
Well, I know somebody who's not falling back to me, and I know. Oh, man. All right. Yeah, you actually sold me on that deck. Going deck. That just gives me more time to see who I want at this wide receiver position. Because I'm stuck, guys. You want to help me pick this one? Ike, I don't even want your opinion because all you can think is Brandon Ayuk right now. Juju Smith-Schuster, Devontae Smith, or Jerry Judy? I really like Jerry Judy.
You should take Jerry Judy, man.
Thank you. I do love that Teddy Bridgewater was named the quarterback, and I seen a quote recently that Teddy Bridgewater was talking up Jerry Jeudy and said, man, the way Jerry Jeudy comes – and now this ain't word for word. Man, the way that Jerry Jeudy comes out of those cuts, it's like he doesn't even have ACLs. I wish I had his knees.
So you just put Ayuk in the same category as Devontae Smith, and Ayuk is like literally five times better than him.
You got to understand, I'm at the turn here, guys. These players, I'm thinking, aren't going to make it back to me. So I have to make some reaches here and there. But instead of taking that reach, I liked Dylan's suggestion right there, you know, getting that Dak to CeeDee Lamb connection. Appreciate you.
Yeah, man.
And then I recently took Jerry Jeudy in the home league. So you know what? What's a few more shares? Brandon Ayuk, no surprise, goes after him. Herbert with that Team 10 selection, no surprise. So good call, Dylan, on me getting pressed out. I was going to have to reach there for him.
Dennis on the clock. He's got three running backs, tight end, and a receiver.
Yep. Oh, man. We can check out his roster over here, possibly. Yep. What do we got rocking over here, Dennis?
Dennis goes Gus. I kind of like that his three running backs he's went.
Ooh. Yeah, he's getting a good foundation there with those running backs. He's going to have the positional security if any of those running backs go down. It's a good foundation.
Well, plan, I'm going to take your guy here, Mike Davis.
See. If it wasn't
round, I'd feel okay for that.
Yeah, no, that's great value. That's great value. You probably took the last guy. Well, now that Gus Edwards, you know, with the injury, Mike Davis was probably the last guy on the board there that has potential for three down value.
Yeah, we probably should have put the Wayne Gallman signing in the news. The play you didn't want to, huh? Because you didn't want me to.
It's insignificant.
Guys. It's not insignificant. You can't say that from a as a fantasy. He's going to put into the work a little bit. He's going to.
I'm not saying the player is insignificant.
He's not bad.
I'm saying the signing is insignificant.
Man. Is it my turn? Yeah.
Yeah, you're on the clock, man.
We're not going to talk about Davis's Chenault pick. Come on, guys. Or Garrett getting Edmonds. Stop roasting me and let's do some analysis.
Go ahead, man.
Well, I mean,
I do like the Viska pick. I
do like the Viska pick.
DJ Chark being banged up this training camp, not getting a lot of work with Lawrence. It's probably going to – Viska's going to see a lot of targets.
As his wide receiver three, that's a great pick.
Yeah, that's nice.
All right, well – ooh, Ike, I like that pick. Get Raheem Mostert as your running back three. You know that San Francisco is going to be – you know,
he
if
looks
it ain't
good,
San-
too.
If it isn't San Francisco, it's going to be Baltimore is the team that runs the most. So getting a guy from that offense, you're just praying that he can stay healthy. But that is a great pick and great value in the seventh round. I got to give you props for that.
You have Mostert over Harris, like, still?
Yes. I like Stevenson and the Patriots, so I feel like Harris isn't going to get it all.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm doing this. Might be a little early, but I'm going to do it.
I
was so focused on this draft and beating you guys that Joe has just been commenting like on every round pretty much, and I love it. he definitely was pro lamb with me.
Nice.
Why did he fall?
Yeah, fourth round, man.
Gus Edwards still there. It looks like he should be gone by now. Dennis finally did it.
I like what Dennis has going on with his running backs, man.
I know.
I like it. The Javonte Williams pick with that's that upside towards the end of the year. He got, like Joe said, he got Gus really late. That's good. And Henderson, he still could be good. He still could get the bulk of the carries. With Sony Michelle there, and Sony's kind of a bum, man. I'm not.
Hey, no, just wait.
I know.
He doesn't look good to me.
Just wait.
So,
what do you got to say, Pineapple Express?
I just want to. I just want to comment on.
Are you
going to
say something?
Yeah, I just want to comment. I just want to comment on Garrett's pick at Robbie Anderson in the seventh round. It's great value. He had, 136 targets last year, 95 receptions. With that kind of volume, he was definitely in tune for some positive touchdown regression. And being with Sam Darnold. See, my only concern is I keep hearing things about Carolina not practicing in the red zone, and I don't understand why.
That was last season, man. They were so bad in the red zone, too. I forgot who said that, but, yeah, that was kind of mind-blowing.
I never understood why.
Practice red zone plays. Right on.
But it just blew my mind.
You're on the clock, pal.
No, I know. I have an idea who I'm going to get. Since I have that position of value locked up with a quarterback that has potential at tight end quarterback one. And then I got a tight end who I think has potential for a top three tight end season. He ain't passing Darren Waller or Kelsey. But if Trey Lance gets the starting position, I don't think Kittle's going to see the volume that everyone thinks. So I like Kyle Pitts at that wide receiver three ceiling, but that's if, you know, the stars align. So we're going to have to go for that third wide receiver position. Oof. And it's not great.
I just, Dennis took Corey Davis. Love that pick, man.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a good pick. I'll let you guys talk about that, and I'll take this down to the clock because I know who I'm getting.
How do you feel picks. About that? I know you reached out him this past weekend in our home league draft.
He's going to be the number one target there.
For sure. Zach Wilson just feeding that man in preseason games. Mm-hmm. And they paid him like the number one receiver.
Yeah. And he was good last year.
He was, yeah. He was very good. Very, very, very solid. Where you going on the play? You got 15 seconds.
Yep. I was just letting you guys, you know, talk. So I'm going to go with Antonio Brown here.
That's good. I recommend you say him or Tyler Boyd.
Well, actually, you read my mind because those are both my picks right there. You know me too well. I like Antonio Brown's volume. Well, not volume. I like Antonio Brown's connection with Tom Brady. You know, he was his roommate this year or past year.
I think he still lives with him, yeah.
So, I mean, you know they've been tossing the ball around.
In the backyard.
Yeah, absolutely. Playing with the kids, you know. So I think that connection's going to grow. And, you know, if Chris Godwin can't stay healthy again, you know, God forbid, but all it takes is one injury to either Mike Evans or Chris Godwin, and Antonio Brown has uber value in that 7-12 position.
Totally. He's one of the best wide receivers ever.
And he's still shown to have some of the tank.
He totally has some of the tank. He's just doesn't have much in the tank up there, if you know what I mean.
All right, and then I'm going Tyler Boyd, obviously. The volume's there. It's obvious. He had over 100 targets last year, and he's going to be playing in that slot position. I know you guys don't like that slot position, but that slot position is so great, you know, when your offensive line can't block and he's running short routes.
You asshole. I don't hate
him. Why would you say that?
Because you guys undervalue him because of, you know, the magic value of T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase.
T. Higgins is the number one there.
And you're just calling us out. Everyone's undervalued Tyler Boyd. I like Tyler Boyd, too.
I liked him last year, too, so you shut it. I've always been a Tyler Boyd believer. But Dennis goes with Jarvis Landry. What is that, his wide receiver 4?
I'm torn here, guys. If Joe's listening, I'm curious to see what either Brandon Cooks, Michael Pittman, or Mike Williams.
Ooh, well, news of Carson Wentz coming back off of IR. Do you like that?
Yeah, T.Y. Hilton. I mean, it's bad that the injury happened to his neck and he's going to be out for a while. I wish him a speedy recovery and stuff, but that opens the door for Pittman as the number one guy in that offense. And we know for sure Brandon Cooks is the number one option in the Texans offense. May it be a dog shit offense, but. Mike, what do you think? I also
that's
like
tough, man. Mooney. If anybody, I'd take Mike Williams.
I do have Eckler already. But that doesn't hurt it.
I mean, in my personal opinion, I like Mike Williams over Pittman. I just like the value of the higher ceiling of that San Diego Chargers offense. I mean, Los Angeles Chargers offense.
Oh,
whoa,
no.
Man. It's not like I'm saying, you know, the Washington football team's old name.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go Mike Williams. I like his big play potential. With that offense. Garrett on the clock. Michael Carter going right after. I took Mike Williams.
Garrett goes. I like the pick. Curious to see what Davis does here. I hope he's. Oh, Darnell Mooney. I hope you were going for him, Mike.
Nope.
Jerk. I should have just took Mooney. I like that. Good going, pick. Huh?
The goat.
And then goat. These guys.
What are you thinking, Eric? Think out loud for the audience, man.
It's got to be Michael Gallup over those guys. I can't take them over him.
Gallup's nice, man. I hear things like they're lining him up in the slot.
Yeah, they're moving him around.
I know Amari Cooper was struggling, battling with injury, but did you guys see that video of him running that route on Twitter the other day?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, the ankle looks good.
Nice. And he's a great route runner. Have you ever watched Hard Knocks at all? He's been teaching CD some release tricks.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, man, it's getting me hyped.
There's cool the Marquez. There's the Marquez Callaway picked by Davis, and then Michael Pittman went to Garrett. Right,
I would have took Callaway over Pittman.
Oof. We just hit a wall at receivers again.
I mean, honestly, you're to the point now, Dylan, where how many receivers you got?
I try to look to tight end.
Yeah, you can maybe go tight end. I mean, since you have your full starting positions lined up besides your tight end, your QB,
quarterback.
You can maybe risk it for the biscuit and go Will Fuller. You know, I know he suspended the one game, but he still has some value. Every time Will Fuller is in the game, you know, if he's healthy, he's a big play waiting to happen. It's just that I feel like it's that one game suspension that's really scaring everybody off.
Looks like 9 guys have quarterbacks. I'm going to grab Stafford here. Make sure I get a guy that I'm comfortable with. I didn't force the stack, but it.
Oh, Dennis, good pick. Mecole Hardman. I was going to fall for that right there. All right, so I'm definitely. Let's look at the alls and see. Oof, man. These running backs are just brutal. No chance am I reaching on one of these guys right now, so I'm just going to have to go for another wide receiver.
What do you mean? Zach Moss is there, man.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
So I still need to fill out 2 flex positions. Man, we did hit a wall. I think I'm going to risk it for the biscuit. I'm going to go for 2 guys that have the potential to have a breakout years this year. We talked about one earlier in the episode with the release of John Brown. I'm going to go Henry Ruggs. Nice. I like the ceiling there. The volume is not the greatest. I will admit that. But I'm going to have to reach on this guy who has potential to have a breakout year this year. I know he had over 100 targets last year in the Atlanta offense. And I have Kyle Pitts already. I just don't have Ridley. So I'm going to have to settle for Russell Gage.
I don't mind that, man. I've heard some good things from camp about him, too.
Yeah, he had over 100 targets last year. Let me look. Boom. 110 targets, 72 receptions. His yards was only 786, but he had 4 touchdowns. It wasn't terrible.
Damn, you team 9 sniping Logan Thomas from me.
Got him.
Well, with my 3rd Rams player, Tyler Higbee. Fuck it.
aren't you glad that you got him in this mock draft and not our home league?
Yeah, Ike. Ash, that was messed up.
Yeah, I messed you up on that pick.
Yeah.
Couldn't have happened to a better person.
Wait on tight end guys in the home league. Thinking Tyler Higbee was going to fall in my lap was my master plan, and Ike was picking 2 picks before me. And just bang, bang. Ended up having to go with Fant. And Goddard actually fell to, like, the 14th round or something, right, LaPlante, in our home league?
Oh, yeah.
We talked a bunch of shit about him on last week's episode.
I had to get Marvin Jones.
Marvin Jones. He's
the guy there.
Over Visca?
You're not scared about that slight injury scare he had with that, I believe it was an AC joint?
Yes.
That's not good.
They said he should be back by week 1. Which is nice. I'm also a little baffled by your Sony Michel pick, man.
He could have the opportunity. Where'd you
end up putting him in your rankings? Hold on, I got it.
30s to 40s, I think. If those are updated.
What are you guys talking about?
Sony.
I'm sorry, I had some important sources texting me. They were giving me some informative information on my next picks. I'm trying
to see who else is on the board here, like, that you could have got. I mean, I like that. Well, with everything that was left, I don't blame you.
Right.
I like that Curtis Samuel pick for Garrett. You know, he has... Curtis Samuel was used as that gadget player last year, and he's going to an offense that he is already, you know, he knows it. He's going to a team where I think at least there's a competent quarterback with Ryan Fitzpatrick there. He likes to – he hyper-targets two receivers. It's Terry McLaurin. It's Curtis Samuel. I think that's great value in the 11th round, Garrett.
I agree.
That groin, though, guys. Mm-hmm. I know it's the 11th round, but that groin, it's been hampered at OTAs.
Guys, I mean, like running I said,
backs have thinned out big time, guys. Like, we're at the end of the 11th round. The best guy left is looking like Tony Pollard.
Dennis going with the QB1, Justin Fields. He must. Ooh. He has the belief that he's gonna get the starting job sooner rather than later.
I'm thinking by week 4. Week 4 against the Lions.
It could even be week 2 against the Bengals.
Joe never ceases to amaze me.
They want
to
give he's a
big UNC fan. He's excited to watch Virginia Tech beat him.
Sam Howell going down.
Sam Howell.
Keith Lott's probably not loving that too much right now.
No. Joe's absolutely right. Can't get away with anything when your league knows who you like.
Yeah, Dylan can't share that you like Tyler Higbee, man.
I know, man.
And Sony Michel's definitely better than that computer's David Johnson pick, and it absolutely means something.
What are you thinking here, Matt? With you got?
I'm gonna make it quick here because obviously, I'll be honest, I didn't know I was on the clock. So great job reminding me there. But let's look at the value. Let's look at the value here. I already have all the starting positions locked up. Maybe I want to reach for a little ceiling here. Man, I already have Dak Prescott's great quarterback, man. So we're going to have to probably just go either running back. There's no ceiling left for them. Boom. We're going to go Nelson Aguilar because with the Mac Jones news coming out of Bill Belichick's mouth, which I like, Nelson Aguilar's ceiling is definitely raised a little bit. I mean, it still has to be proven for Mac Jones, but I do think that Nelson Aguilar deserves a starting position in the NFL, and he proved that last year, even in a porous offense like John Gruden's. Oh, come on, no.
Yeah, I just can't ever see myself starting Nelson Aguilar.
Nelson, it's no just, hands Aguilar.
Well, that's why he's on the bench. He's on the bench.
Totally. I mean, I do have quite a few shares of him in the underdog best ball drafts that I did quite a few.
And then, you know what? Just because I have a – no. You know what? Yep, I'm doing it. Just to spite Ike. Come here, Chubba Howard.
Hey, no.
Chubba Howard.
Hey, no.
You know, you never pray for an injury, but it's always nice getting a handcuff for one of the running backs that gets the most touches in the NFL. We saw what Mike Davis could do last year when Christian McCaffrey went down. Mike Davis. That's why I'm so high on Mike Davis this year, but you know, God forbid anything happens to C-Mac because it's super fun watching him play. But if he does go down, man, Chubba Hubbard's as good as Ike thinks he is, or at least he's raving and ranting about, then
he's good, man.
I think Hubbard, it's a ceiling pick, obviously. It's not really I only need to start two running backs with Aaron Jones and Najee Harris. I think that's good enough so I can take some ceiling reaches in the later rounds.
All right. After Dennis's Fields pick, I like that he doubled down with a solid veteran quarterback. Kirk.
Yeah, absolutely. Just to, start out the league.
Come again?
I'm going to go Amon-Ra St. Brown, guys.
Nice.
They cut Rashad Perriman. Khalif Raymond is the other receiver starting opposite of Tyrell Williams. And then I see some upside with St. Brown. How do you feel like it? Or are you just kind of like, eh?
I like that.
He has a shot at being one of the top guys on the receiving core.
Yeah.
Because it's not looking good for them.
You're definitely going for that ceiling pick, and I do like it.
Blows my mind that Breshad Perriman didn't make that roster.
Weird.
Oh, Garrett went with the Trey Lance pick after getting Aaron Rodgers.
And then the Bears pick him up right away. Davis on the clock. Two picks left. Almost done.
Damn Siri.
Man, I'm so thirsty right now. Shit.
Should have grabbed a beer, man.
Yeah, come on. You're so ill-prepared.
Rookie move.
What are you thinking, man, for your next two picks to close out your team?
I already got it. Quarterback and... Fisto, wide receiver.
You already got it.
I really want to take this guy, but hopefully he's there.
Get him, Davis. Get him. LaPlatte, how do you like your roster so far?
I definitely had to reach a lot of spots, but I like the ceiling that I have. The potential I have is really up there. Najee Harris, the volume. Aaron Jones, in that offense. CeeDee Lamb, potential for wide receiver one. Jerry Jeudy could be the wide receiver one in that offense. Antonio Brown is one injury away from being the wide receiver one, possibly in the NFL. He's that good, maybe still. I'm very confident with my team.
I went Terrace, Marshall, and Tua.
Davis with the Gerald Everett pick. Man, come on. And do me like that.
That was good value in the 12th round for Gerald Everett. Is that his first tight end? Nope, he's got Hockenson up there, too.
Man. There's not really a tight end that I like that's left, either.
Oh, Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston for Davis. I like that pick.
I see it. Roll with Matt Ryan, Jameis Winston combo.
Bryan Edwards in the 13th round. Talk about value for Garrett.
Good peak.
Dylan, who are you thinking here? You gonna go with that? You gonna?
Nothing left go but running back.
You don't want Evan Ingram, Zach Ertz, Jared Cook.
The tight ends are just shit right now. I can't believe Davis got me on the Gerald Everett pick. What a nightmare.
That's why I'm wondering if you wanted to go another tight end in this position, or were you just hyped about Gerald Everett's potential breakout this year?
I like it. I just got best player available, but everyone sucks.
You know, like Rondell Moore's ceiling possibly in that offense in Arizona? With the,
I do like that a lot. I should probably go, I hate it, but Evan Ingram.
You actually went the other tight end?
Yeah, nasty. I feel dirty. I need to take a shower.
You feel dirty.
Heard that.
Oh, nice. Bob, when did Bob hop in here? He's actually here.
In here.
Nice last pick, man.
About to be Mr. Irrelevant LaPlante. What you thinking? Who you thinking?
Definitely going more ceiling. Why the hell not?
And Delmore, like you said.
No, Bobby, I got another guy.
Got him. Dennis got him.
I got another guy in mind.
Ooh. Oh, Ty Johnson.
Oh, man. Oh, I don't know who I want here. Yeah, no. See, I could go with the security possibly of going Tevin Coleman. You know, he's as long as he stays healthy and he's in an offense, he knows how to, you know, catch the ball, so he could eat
in. As long as he's in an offense.
You just said as long as he stays healthy as well. You're going to tell me you can't predict injuries, but can you predict injuries when it's happened in five straight seasons or no?
You got to give the guy a shot. You got to give the guy a shot. You know, I'm thinking about that.
One shot or five?
Come on. I believe in second chances. You can't. You know as well as me, you can't hold fantasy grudges. But you know who I really like this year? And I actually got him late in one of our – in the home draft we got.
Yeah,
You know who I'm talking about.
Round Mondre.
No, Gabe Davis. Oh. Gabe Davis. He has the potential to be that wide receiver too in that offense. I think he's more talented than Emmanuel Sanders right now in Emmanuel Sanders' career.
Not you converted to the league.
No chance, boys.
Well, how about you read through your roster? Who do you got? What'd you finish with?
All right, so
you should take a picture of the draft board, post it to Twitter and stuff. See what the fans think of it.
Oh, we definitely will. We definitely will. But we'll just go through our rosters real quick. I got Dak Prescott, Najee Harris, Aaron Jones, CeeDee Lamb, Jerry Jeudy, Antonio Brown, Kyle Pitts, Tyler Boyd, Henry Ruggs, Russell Gage. That's my starting lineup, and I love the potential there. And then I grab some more potential in the 11th, 12th, and 13th round with Nelson Aguilar, Trevor Hubbard, and Gabe Davis.
You're Let's soft in your flexes, man.
You're soft everywhere, man. Your dad bought soft.
Yeah. Yeah, guys, but I ended up going with Eckler at the 106, a little spicy. But I got Stafford as my quarterback, Eckler as my RB1, CEH as my RB2. McLaurin, Woods, and Higgins as my receiver core. Love that. I don't know about you guys, but that makes me very happy, makes me smile. Tyler Higbee as my tight end. Digging that. And my three flexes, Mike Davis, Jalen Waddle, and Mike Williams. My bench spots went Nyheim Hines, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and Evan Ingram. Hate that pick, but Davis got me on the Gerald Everett snipe. Like this right. Year.
Yeah, what do we got here?
Running back, second running back, I like my team a lot. Tom Brady, C-Mac, Hunt, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Sutton, Waller. I like Mostert a lot. Gallup. Unfortunately, Sony Michel. That's whatever you guys think about him. But I like Marvin Jones.
When you have Christian McCaffrey and he's on the field, you can
afford a second running back. That's
good. Especially someone like Kareem Hunt who's going to get you a solid 8 to 12.
Sure. Yeah.
Gee, he's just going to be solid.
He won't get you huge weeks. Right.
Yes.
All right, well, you know.
What else you got, man?
Unless you guys want to talk about their
own teams. I got some thirst for a drink.
That's pretty much it for this draft. And the show, if I'm being honest with you. You want to wrap it up?
Yeah, I mean, we gave a little hint earlier about the giveaway that we're going to do this week. But, guys, look at this sexy thing.
Ooh.
You want to tell them what it is?
Jerry Jeudy.
On a flat white mini helmet. That thing is smooth.
Oh, look how sexy that is. We'll give out details on Twitter from our Twitter page later this week. So he let you guys know how you enter to win that. So, but yeah, I think that pretty much wraps it up, everyone. Thanks for watching. As always, you can find all our writing at fantasysixpack.net. And please give me a follow on Twitter at dclemens22. LaPlaya, where can they find you?
You can find
right
me
there.
He's
right there.
Oh, yeah. I'm right there. Be like underscore Mike with two eyes. And then Ike, how about you?
You can find me at Ike2121. Says it right on the screen right there.
Oh, that's new this week, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is new.
Yeah, think about all the audio people, man, who are just listening on audio, not the live.
Gotcha.
Think about it, you know.
Think about it.
But all right, guys. Appreciate everyone listening. We'll talk to you next week with our first game previews. The season's fucking here, guys. Let's go.
We got the Bucks versus the Cowboys. I'm excited.
Yeah. All righty, guys. Talk to you later.
Deuces.
Peace out.